Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's on this beautiful Sunday morning. Thank you for adjusting your schedule for Sunday school and worship and for our congregational meeting. And as we worship this morning, may you each sense God's presence and enjoy the blessings of God's love as we worship Jesus Christ, study God's written word, and fellowship in the Spirit's name. At the end of this service, remember that we'll take about 10 minutes to transition from worship to the congregational meeting. And we understand that if you can't stay or choose not to stay for that, that's part of that 10-minute change. We'll be understanding there. Please note, well, and then consistory members, when we are done with worship, if you could all gather in the narthex, there's a sheet and some other things out there for all of the tellers, counters, and things like that, so we can get organized. Please know that Jocelyn Walker has begun her maternity leave, but there's no birth just yet. So the office is unstaffed on a temporary basis from day to day. I'll try to post signs up each day, and as we line up volunteers at key hours, we'll probably put that schedule in next week's bulletin. But you know, if you know my cell phone, you can always get a hold of me, and we'll work from there. Next Sunday at both services of worship and then during the Sunday school hour, either in the chapel or in the gym, we will have Daniel and Bethany Schrock with us. They serve with Freedom International down in the Dominican Republic, and so it's a time to learn about what they are doing. They're also going to be sharing, hopefully, about the DR trip that might go in 2022 from St. John's. As we come into our time of worship this morning, we read from Psalm 4. This is a psalm, it's a prayer seeking relief. Trouble has come upon the people and they turn to the Lord. Trouble has come because they're turning away from God and turning to other gods, the gods of Cana. And David is writing about this turning to the Lord. So Psalm 4. Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. How long, O man, will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. In your anger, do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Many are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with greater joy than within their grain and new wine abound. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Let's bow in prayer. Lord God, we thank you for the blessing of this time of worship. Lord, we come in the presence of the Holy Spirit to glorify, to magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for calling us forward. We thank you for indwelling within us. And Lord, we pray for your peace as we worship and as we fellowship and as we live each day. Lord, may this hour be dedicated to our trust in you. In Christ we pray, amen. We take time now to listen to our morning prelude to kind of give us some time to transition from world to worship, to just sit and reflect and to experience God's peace. Thank you.
I invite you to rise as you're able as we sing our opening hymns this morning, hymns and praise songs. We'll begin with Amazing Grace. Let's continue in song as we lift his name on high.
Thank you.
For the children's message this morning, I went to the Dollar Tree store and I bought some special birthday plates. And for those of you that can't see way, way in the back or up high, these are Lego plates. How many of you that are over 30 remember playing with Legos? All right. Anybody under 20? Oh, anybody under 30 still playing with Legos? Some, all right. Legos, what do? They connect together. And you can build all kinds of awesome things. And Legos are about connections. And the reason I went and got some plates with Lego theme is that when we eat together, we are connecting together. And that's what Jesus is doing in our gospel account from Luke 24. He has appeared to the disciples. They're struggling to try and believe that it's really the risen Jesus. And one of the things he does is he eats. He wanted to know if they had any food. And they had a broiled fish, and I think they put it on a plate. I'm sure it wasn't a Lego plate, but they gave him some food and he ate in front of the disciples. And there's another time in the Gospels when Jesus was eating with his disciples and he gave us the sacrament of communion. So eating in the church is about connecting with God, connecting with Jesus, and connecting with one another. So the next time you play with Legos, or the next time you sit down and have a meal with other people, remember that Jesus came to his disciples. He connected with them, both in body and in his words, and as he ate with them. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for even the ordinary things of life that help us to remember the connection that we have with Jesus. Lord, as we study the gospel this morning, as we look at how Jesus entered in and spent time, he ate with the disciples to prove that he was hungry, that he was human, that he had risen. Lord, may that joy just be in our hearts this day. Amen. Our mission of the month in April continues to be growing hope globally, and that's we have our special offerings for the month, and here is a video highlighting a little bit more about growing hope globally.
Did you know there are more than 820 million hungry people in the world? That nearly 4 out of 5 of the world's poor live in rural areas and depend on farming to put food on their tables? Now, due to unpredictable weather patterns, drought, floods, conflict, and political unrest, hunger and poverty is on the rise in rural communities around the world. With a problem so large and far away, it seems like there is nothing you can do. But there is. Growing Hope Globally raises funds for agricultural development programs that empower rural families around the world, helping them to grow more of their own food so they can escape the cycle of hunger and poverty. The programs address the root causes of hunger and poverty and treat people with respect and dignity. Together, we have changed the lives of over 2 million people around the world and achieved a record of long-term success.
ខ្ញុំធ្វើផ្ទះនឹងបានកូនទៅរៀនបានបាល់លើកូនទៅរៀនបានគ្រប់គ្រាន់ខ្ញុំធ្វើទុកតាក់មិនដឹងតាក់ក៏មានខ្ញុំបានលុយនឹងក៏បានទិញដាប់ដលងដាប់អីធ្វើជាការធ្វើអីបានធ្វើដើមយ៉ាងដែរបាទខ្ញុំសូមអរគុណអង្គការដែលបានបង្កើតបង្កើតគម្រោងនឹងឡើងបានធ្វើទីដល់ពួកយើងខ្ញុំដែរខ្ញុំសូមថែម្នាក់អរគុណបាទ
Oh,
Our growing projects provide a way for farmers, businesses, churches, and their communities to make a difference around the world. Growing projects work together to raise money by growing crops or raising animals and donating the proceeds. By partnering with trusted Christian organizations, we know the money goes to where it needs to go. You can live out your faith by joining us as we help hungry people help themselves.
As farmers, there's just so much that's out of our control. We can plant the seeds, we can harvest the crop, but as far as for making it grow, none of us can do that. And we all know that our Heavenly Father is the one that blesses us with that. We've been blessed with so much that just seems natural that we want to help others that are less fortunate than us. And it's just very interesting getting to know our neighbors and that they have the same goals and the same desire to help others. We can all work together and make this happen.
The next time you're driving by farm fields or enjoying a meal and experiencing the abundance we're blessed with here in the U.S., consider how God can use your talents and resources to make a difference in the lives of farmers who are also working hard to feed their families. Please join us in growing lasting solutions to hunger. Visit growinghopeglobally.org to learn more.
As we come into our time of prayer this morning, I would share with you that someone left me a message that Mary Jane Silcox had fallen, so we can be praying for Mary Jane, and would also share that we can be praying for Nancy Roop and her family. Her brother Bob Springer suddenly passed away following a heart attack this last week. We can also be praying for the pandemic, for the virus, for the vaccines, unfortunately for further shootings, for demonstrations slash riots, and basically I think we can be praying for the morality of people. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we come into this time to pray. As we read in the Psalms, where David and other writers, they wrote and they sang and they prayed to you. Individually and as collectively as your people. Lord, I pray in this time of prayer you would unite our hearts and our minds together as one voice in this time of prayer. We come to thank you for the gift of life in Jesus Christ. We come to thank you for forgiveness of sin, for the power of the Spirit to call us to repentance, to turn away from the sin that we have done or we are living, to turn away in that power and turn to the light of Jesus Christ. We come to thank you for the grace of Christ, a grace that can change and reshape our hearts from waywardness to faithfulness. And Lord, in this time of prayer, we pray for a country, we pray for a world that is hurting. Effects of the pandemic, contradictions in what's best or how we should practice, a lack of unity in the government, in the church, in the world, between neighbors and friends and family. Lord, we're shocked, we're terrified, we're saddened by another shooting with no way to make sense, with no way for regulations to ensure our safety. But it reminds us to draw safely to you. The truth and the reality is that we live in a world where there is fear and there is death, there is violence, there is crime. And yet, Lord, you promised to protect us spiritually through the presence of Jesus Christ. How blessed we are when we can live safely and live to a long age. But other times it's sudden. It's shocking. It's hurtful. So, Lord, we thank you for the grace of Jesus Christ that promises eternity as we trust and believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. A reward that will come to those who are faithful and believe and are filled with his grace. Lord, as we study the scriptures briefly this morning, to know that Jesus offers peace, we need peace. Not only do we need peace, we need courage and wisdom, faithfulness, in the words to offer, the actions to do, to be a light to the world. That when there is hatred abounding, Lord, may we so love. When there is confusion, may we sow peace. And the love and peace comes as we live out your call to love you and to love one another. Lord, we pray for our state, our nation, our area, and the world. We trust in you. Lord, in this time of prayer, we pray for Mary Jane. We pray for her health and for her healing. Lord, we pray for your peace that passes our understanding to be with Nancy and the rest of Bob's family and friends. Lord, help each one of us to look to the resurrection of Jesus Christ with hope, with assurance, and with peace. We thank you for this time to connect together with you and with one another. Connect us now in a prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I invite you to rise as you're able, as we join in song, At Your Name.